God has called us today into His marvelous light. Amen? I love being in His marvelous light. I'd rather be in His light any day than walking in darkness doing my own thing any day. Man, so excited about the baptism today. Our life's journey should always, to me, be focused toward Jesus and towards the cross. And today's message is leading to the cross. Talking about our journey to the cross, if you would turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, as we get ready to talk about that. Easter is 3 weeks from today. Now, last year it had already happened. It was actually this week last year. But 3 weeks from today, we're going to talk about the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. A powerful and pivotal point in our faith journey. Other faiths have things to say about people, but nobody ever died, was crucified like that, dead and buried, and rose again 3 days later. Nobody else can say, we've experienced the resurrection. And that's what differentiates our faith from other faiths. Our Savior Jesus Christ and what happened. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will... Oh, I love that. We will rejoice and be glad in it. He made this day for us. And He said, see what you can accomplish in this day. Jesus, as we look in Mark, and we'll get to this Mark chapter 4 in just a minute. But as we get to it, Jesus was baptized. He started His ministry. He called on His disciples. He spent time teaching His disciples, teaching those that followed Him. He was healing people. He was doing miracles. And I love that He was having to defend all of that stuff that He did. And I thought, oh my goodness, all healing people. And He had to defend that. Doing miracles. And He had to defend that to the very people that put Him on the cross and crucified Him. And I thought, how similar is our life? Well, if we think about it, it's pretty similar. Maybe not in those actions, but in the circumstances, the ups and the downs that He went through. Oh my goodness, I found 12 disciples. Woohoo! He's excited. He's teaching them. Then the downside, when they wandered away, when they questioned, when they didn't have faith, when one betrayed Him. The ups and downs. And we go through ups and downs in our life, no matter how young we are. No matter how old we are, we still come across ups and downs throughout our life. If not, let us know the secret. We've got a young couple getting married in May. Let them know the secret to the perfect life if you have discovered that. Let me know so I can include that in our premarital counseling. But we all go through ups and downs. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And it's a familiar story. A lot of times we learn this when we're children. We've heard it over the years possibly, but I'm going to read it in case you haven't heard it. And I'm going to pull out a few points. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Now on the same day when evening had come, He said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took Him along in the boat as He was. Get in, Jesus, come on with us. And other little boats were also with Him. And a great windstorm arose. Doesn't that figure? I got Jesus in the boat. If we can just have safe, quiet passage. But no, a great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. God, if you can just keep this boat upright and dry. No, it's now filling the boat with Jesus inside. But verse 38, but he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. Don't we wish? And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Lord, wake up. We're dying here. Don't you care about us? They were not the first ones that said, someone is dying. Don't you care? But they woke him and said, do you not care, teacher? Then he arose and he rebuked the wind and he said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? The upside, he had disciples. The downside, why are you guys afraid? And why do you not have faith? And they feared exceedingly, and they said to one another, who can this be? Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Church, in the midst of the storm, where was Jesus? He was resting. He was resting. He wasn't worked up about it. When awakened by the fearful disciples, what did he say to the sea and the wind? He said, peace. Anybody need peace in your storms? You guys know it. Thank God for the Advent season. All right, church. Advent season is once a year, but the message of Advent is year-round. Kisha, here's your peace.
Thank you.
Peace be with you. Anthony, I'm coming to you, brother. This is your peace. He shall be peace.
Thank you.
Peace be with you. Now let me ask you, when was the last time you were in the midst of a storm in your life and you called out, peace, be still? When have you called out, peace, be still? Oh, you think you're one of the 12. You think you're one of those guys in the boat. Jesus is going to come into my storm. And he is going to call peace in my storm. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he's waiting on you to call peace into the midst of your storm. And he says, I want you in the midst of your storm. I want you to have rest. And I want you to have peace. Peace be with you. We read in our Bible study Wednesday night, we're talking about the seven deadly sins. We're talking about overcoming those. And Jesus said, peace I leave with you. Not the peace of the world like they have, but the peace that I have that only I can give you, that only I can provide for you. In the midst of your storm today, call out, peace, be still. He's waiting for you to take action rather than you sitting there waiting. Jesus, when will you take action in my misery, in my storm? He says, when was the last time that you did any action on your faith journey towards me? You're waiting for me to pull you along that faith journey. Good Lord, let me just pick you up like a papoose and let me carry you on your faith journey. Would that be easier, Adam? Why, yes, Lord, if you don't mind. Boop, he'd dump us off in a heartbeat and say, I need you to get up and walk. He told the guy on the mat.
pick up your mat and walk. He calls us to pick up our mat and walk. And walk towards Him and to Him and to the cross. We can't wait on Jesus to call all the shots in our life. You see, because He's waiting on us to take action in our own trials, in our own tribulations. But in the midst of that, I love the question. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And I think He asked us the same question. Why are you so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? Turn a few pages to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, way at the very end of it, all the way to the end of Mark chapter 10, right before Mark chapter 9. Josh, I think I put Mark chapter 10 up there, but it's Mark chapter 9. I'm looking at 10 right above it. Thank you, sir. Mark chapter 9, verse 49 and 50. And there's a message in the midst of these two verses that we miss. For everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? But now listen carefully. Have salt in yourselves. And have peace with one another. We are called in the midst of the things that we go through to have salt in ourselves. Everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. So the question is, how much sacrifice do you have? You see, our trials are opportunities. Wait, what? Our trials are opportunities to show our faith, but they're also opportunities for us to purify our faith. I don't like the idea of being purified, Lord. Give me clean hands. Purify me, Jesus. He purifies us through our trials. He said, man, if you're connected to me, you're going to grow fruit, but I still have to prune you every now and then. Why? So that you may bear more fruit. You see, those branches that don't bear fruit will be tossed into the fire. And there's not many sacrifices on those branches. And it says they're burned up. Church takes sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice? Well, it takes getting up, getting ready, coming, getting children ready. Getting grandchildren ready. Getting ourselves ready. Getting our spouse ready. Getting our parents ready. It takes sacrifice. You know, before we played our songs today for worship service, we didn't meet today and we didn't practice at all. That's a lie. Of course we met. We had to sacrifice and practice. We get here early on Sunday mornings and we practice. And we learn and we sacrifice our time. We sacrifice our talent. These lights that we're burning in here, they take money. And you guys sacrifice your tithes and your offering. It takes sacrifice. We have people teaching down there. We have people teaching here and teaching on Wednesday nights. It takes sacrifice to prepare lessons. Oh, goodness, the sacrifice of reading this thing. It's a sacrifice. It takes a lot of effort and sacrifice to open it. Oh, dang. Now I got to read it. Now John answered him, saying, "Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow up casting out demons in your name. We forbade him." And we just start reading. We have no idea what we're reading. We're just reading to read sometimes. And we don't understand what we read. We aren't looking. We aren't asking. That takes sacrifice to open this, to read it, to understand it, to apply it to our lives, take sacrifice, to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of what this says and how we're to lead our lives. Well, then Pastor Eric, he came up with this great thing, Come Alive in 25. Oh, what a sacrifice it is. And God is calling us to sacrifice. He says, I am calling you to come alive in 25. Last year, He said, I do want you to have more in 24. I do want you to experience a personal spiritual awakening. Well, I don't have a cutesy rhyme thing to say. He wants you to experience a personal spiritual awakening this year as well. And next year, and the next year, and the next year. Thrive in 25. I love it. Don't just come alive in 25, but thrive in 25. It's not enough. Oh man, there's a message in that. It is not enough just to be here. He says, be different. Be different when you walk out that door at the end of service. We're getting ready to do a baptism today. Be different when you come up out of the water. Be different when you come out of that door. Be different when you walk out of those doors. Oh, Lord, I put a lot of pressure on that young man. You've got a fan club right there. He's calling you all to be different as well because of that. If no one follows, though none go with me, I still will follow. And He's calling you to make those decisions and go though none go with you. Who needs peace in their life? Anthony, would you pass that to Jan Caldwell? Kisha, will you pass that to Jan Murray? The two Jans, I saw your hands quickly. Ed got some hope a while back, so I'm not ignoring you, Linda. I'm just, Ed got some hope. And Jan needed peace, and she's already passing hers on. Okay. He shall be peace. It says it right there. He shall be peace. He shall be your peace in the midst of your storms. Jesus asleep on the boat in the midst of the storm, and they woke Him. Don't you care about us? How many times have we awakened Jesus in his sleep and said, Jesus, do you not care about me and what I'm going through? Do you not care? I'm about to die. This test is so hard, I'm about to die. Don't you care? And in the midst, you want him to stand up and say, peace, be still. And he said, man, I'm just waiting for you to call that in your own life. Peace, be still. My goodness, we want everybody else, Jesus especially, to come down and fix our problems that we stepped right into. And sometimes the people shoveled on us. He said, you can stand up. I told the story before when we were teenagers. Went to a lake in Michigan. I'll never forget it. Beautiful place. You can see all the way to the bottom of that lake out in the middle. And there were canoes there. Well, us guys were pretty handy with canoes. We'd been in the scouting business and went on canoe trips. It doesn't matter that mine flipped over on one of those canoe trips. But my sister got in it. And she flipped over. And she's floundering around in the water. Help me, help me, help me. Lord, just stand up, Sarah. As you can see, it's 2 feet of water right here. You just sit on your bottom. You can be above water. But she's floundering around. And Jesus sometimes says, I just need you to stand up and shake off the dirt. Dust yourself off and move on. Peace. Be still. I loved a couple weeks ago. I may have told you this, may not have. But I was praying for someone. Said, okay, I got to put on the armor. I'm fixing to walk out of the church now. We just prayed heavily. That means the enemy's waiting right outside those doors. That enemy knows that this church is moving. That enemy knows that the water is starting to have ripples. He knows things are changing. He knows there's movement underneath that's vibrating that and shaking that. And boy, he is waiting. He is just waiting. Just to trip us. Remember, I read a couple weeks ago about the wrong friends will just pull you into evil. And they'll harm you. And they don't warn you of the stumbling blocks in your path. And they don't warn you that they are a stumbling block. Or they don't tell you, you are a stumbling block to others. You know, I went through a drive-thru yesterday. McDonald's. They got a great deal. And as I sat there, I was about to pull out, and I watched some car coming sort of towards me, but not paying attention. And the guy was driving like this, and he's down there in his bag already. And all I thought was, oh my gosh, he's just like us. Poor little sad sack sinners. Focusing on the here and now, where's the hot fries? Oh yeah, paying no attention to the path ahead. He's not looking further than the immediate situation right there. Got my hot fries and a double cheeseburger. And I thought, Lord, that's us. Focused on what we can have right now, what satisfies me. I was starving. I wanted to dig in my bag too. I didn't get it yet, but he's already got his and he's driving towards me. Just wanting to satisfy our fleshly needs now. A little glimpse up ahead to what lies ahead. Possibly that's us on Sundays. A little glimpse into heaven. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Now let me go back to my Monday through Saturday. Instant stuff right here. Hot fries, double cheeseburger. Woo! And an apple pie. Thank you, Lord. There's an apple pie. Oh, that's hot. Oh. And pay no attention. Head down, focused on him and his needs, and is satisfying his needs right here and now. Church, our eyes need to be up. We need to be focused on the future and what lies ahead for us. You see, the journey to the cross wasn't an easy one for Jesus. And it's not for us either. We have our highs and our lows, our ups and our downs. We have our storms, and we have our boats filling with water. The difference is, we don't recognize that Jesus is in that boat with us. And He's resting. He's asleep. Head on a pillow, it said. He's not just hanging out. He's got His head on a pillow. He's resting comfortably and peacefully. And He has to be aroused in the middle of the storm to ask, "Don't you care?" And by the way, when we're going through our storms, how many other people are we dragging into that boat with us? "Hey, I'm dying here. Don't you care? Could someone please pray for me? Anybody? I'm in the midst of misery here. Does nobody care about me and my troubles?" Have you prayed for yourself? Have you called peace into your situation? Have you hollered out, "Peace, be still"? Have salt in yourself when you walk away from people. "There's something about that person I liked." That's the salt. Have salt in yourselves. And have peace with one another. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. It's okay what you're going through. He says, "I'm giving you my peace to go through that." That doesn't mean He says, "I'm fixing it for you." It doesn't mean that He says you don't have to go through it. It may mean that, but it doesn't necessarily mean you don't have to go through it. But He says, "I'm giving you my peace to go through it. I'm giving you my peace to go through it." It's hard, but if you rely on my peace, it will strengthen you. It will purify you. You'll get through it. And it'll strengthen your walk. As we focus on our bag of hot fries and double cheeseburger and toasty hot apple pie, He says, "You can have that. You can have things in life. Do not let that be your focus. Let me be your focus, and I will provide those things for you. Don't be reckless with them when I give these things to you. Be responsible. Be faithful. Be obedient." You see, when you don't lift your head up, you run into potholes. You run over curbs. Anybody ever run over curbs? Were you paying attention? I don't know. But there's potholes. There's curbs. There's roadblocks. There's road closed. I see people drive all the way down Anderson here all the time. They get down to that blockade across the road. They pull right up to it as though it's going to open for them. And it's almost like you can see them looking around going, "Huh, what happened?" Well, that road closed sign that they drove past. Okay, and then you see them back up, and then they do a 200-point turn. Because they're not focused on what lies ahead. How did I plow into the car in front of me? Because I wasn't focused on what lied ahead. I was focused on some other distraction. Now, I'm excited about our baptism today. Yet another step in somebody obeying. submitting and committing their life to Christ. That isn't going to wash all your troubles away in life. It's not some super shield that's going to protect you from anything piercing you. But it calls you to be a part of His family and to serve Him and commit to Him. And when those things come into your life, that you're strengthened by Him. And that you know you're not going through those things alone. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, today, as we prepare for baptism, God, as we prepare for just life, I am so thankful for the message today leading to the cross. Thankful for the message of having peace in our life. God, that sometimes we're waiting on You to call peace into our life, when all we need to do is simply call on that peace in our own situation, where we can have rest. We can be comforted. God, we know that we're safe in Your arms when we have that rest. God, I pray today that as we prepare for baptism, that there's peace. Zach's life. But God, that there's peace in our life as well. God, today, may we be moved to a closer calling to You. Lord, when we walk out the doors, then we call peace into our situations. God, that we are changed through Your message today. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, it's an exciting time whenever we baptize someone, young or old, whatever it is. I know that we have the kids come in from their class, and I'm thankful that the young kids are in here to watch this and to see this. Hear now the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ found in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20. He says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Obeying the word of the Lord Jesus Christ and sure of His presence with us, we baptize those whom He has called to be His own. Now, Zach, in presenting yourself to the church today for baptism, you announce your faith in Jesus Christ, and you show that you want to study Him, know Him, love Him, and serve Him as a disciple. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He has. Do you trust in Him? He does. Do you intend to be His disciple, to obey His word, and show His love? Josh, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. welcome to the ministry of Jesus Christ. Go now and live in His love and serve Him. Church, let us pray. Oh God, we praise You for calling us to be a servant people and for adding to our numbers today. Together may we live in His Spirit and so love one another that we may have the same mind of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom we give honor and glory forever. Remind us of our promises given in our own baptism and renew our trust in You today. Make us strong to obey Your will and to serve You with joy. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.